How high is your cholesterol? A new campaign sounding the alarm on high cholesterol, and it's linked to heart attack and stroke in patients most at risk. We have with us Dr. James Underberg, who's a clinical lipidologist. He joins us as well. Now, lipidologist, is that the correct title, doctor?
That is indeed correct. You got it. You nailed it perfectly.
Well,
great to be here.
I handle the pronounces for some spelling bees, so I always have to look at those words. The lipid, that has something to do with cholesterol, right?
Absolutely. That's what we do. We address these problems in patients, and the ones you talked about, especially those with heart disease, stroke history, they're the ones at risk for having another event, and that's why we care about cholesterol in these patients.
And talk a little bit about good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. There's always those two things that people sometimes get confused when they just hear the word cholesterol.
Right. And so we're focusing on what we call LDL cholesterol. LDL is often referred to as bad cholesterol. Having too much LDL cholesterol, especially in patients at risk for having a cardiovascular event, like you appropriately mentioned, those who've already had a heart attack or stroke, those are the ones who are at a very high likelihood of having another. In fact, one in three of those who have had a heart attack or a stroke are going to have another one. And for many of them, it's going to be in the first year. Every 40 seconds, someone has a heart attack or stroke in the United States. And so focusing on LDL cholesterol in these patients is really important. It's one of the most important modifiable risk factors in patients with cardiovascular disease.
So, doctor, is it possible to sort of dial back the numbers, or do we sort of just manage from where we are?
So, in any patient, LDL cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease if they've already had a heart attack or a stroke. So making it lower is key, but how low it needs to be is different for every patient. There are lots of ways to lower LDL cholesterol, and diet and lifestyle is always a key and important component. Many of these patients are already on medications, and sometimes additional medications are required. So there's no perfect recipe for every patient, which is why having a conversation with your physician or your care provider is the first step in making sure you're getting managed appropriately. But it has to be done in an urgent manner because of the fact that these things can happen quickly after the first event.
What are the things that the cholesterol is doing that hasten some sort of another attack or injuries of sorts?
Well, cholesterol is a component in the development of atherosclerosis or heart disease. But what's even more important is we know that lowering it seems to reduce the risk of having another event. It's part of a complete program in reducing the risk for heart disease. We don't just focus on cholesterol. We focus on other risk factors. But we know that lowering cholesterol makes a difference. And we know that if you don't do it quickly, you are at risk of having another event, which is why this is an urgent situation.
Talk about this campaign now that they've got called Cholesterol 911. Exactly what is that?
Sure. So Cholesterol 911 is actually an effort from Amgen, and it's designed to help patients who have heart disease and high LDL cholesterol, who are therefore at increased risk of having a heart attack or stroke, to understand this emergency, quote, around high LDL cholesterol, and gives them tools. It gives them a variety of different ways that they can start a discussion with their provider and with their family around high cholesterol. This is a website that patients can go to, family members of patients can go to. If you know someone who has high cholesterol, I think it's worth checking out also. It doesn't have to be if it's just yourself. It's really a wonderful resource.
And how does diet impact cholesterol?
So diet is a key component in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. In some patients, dietary interventions will lower LDL cholesterol. In other patients, it won't. But it doesn't mean that a heart-healthy diet isn't a key component for reducing the risk of cardiovascular events.
Sometimes we hear certain things, if you have it, is bad for your cholesterol level. Other times it's good. Is there still research continuing to go on, or have we come up with sort of definitive statements on some of these?
So I would tell you, we've pretty much clarified the role of LDL cholesterol in cardiovascular disease, and even more importantly, the value of lowering it in patients who are at high risk for having an event, such as patients who have already had a heart attack or stroke. So getting LDL cholesterol down is really the focus of what we're talking about today. Even when it's not that high, it may need to be lowered. And that's why having a conversation and finding out whether or not you're where you need to be or not is really the first important step.
We're talking today with Dr. James Underberg. He's a clinical lipidologist, clinical assistant professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine. And again, cholesterol911.com is the place to go to get some good information. This is men and women equally affected by cholesterol, by the way?
Absolutely. This is something that is important for everyone. And so I encourage anyone who has a concern to go to the cholesterol911.com website and learn a little more about what they need to do next.
Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the good information.
Thank you very much, too. Have a great day.